This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. Work is resuming on the Birds Point levee in southeast Missouri now that the Army Corps of Engineers has decided that a protest to a construction bid on the levee is, quote, without merit. An Oklahoma company last month protested the $20 million in contracts awarded to three other companies to rebuild the levee, which was intentionally breached at the height of last year's flooding along the Mississippi River. The breach relieved pressure on the flood wall at nearby Cairo, Illinois, but damaged 130,000 acres of rich Missouri farmland and dozens of homes. A project update issued by the Corps said the protest was overruled by the chief counsel of the Corps' Missouri Valley Division. A 26-year-old Hazelwood woman has died in another electrocution near a dock at Lake of the Ozarks. The Lake Sun Leader reports that the woman was swimming with two children near Dry Branch Cove's four-mile marker on Saturday night when a current of electricity hit the water. The two children were not injured. The death follows the 4th of July deaths of Ashlyn's siblings Alexandra and Braden Anderson. The 13-year-old girl and her 8-year-old brother were electrocuted while swimming near a private dock at the lake. The Missouri State Highway Patrol cited an improperly grounded electrical circuit as a contributing factor in their deaths. MU Women's and Children's Hospital in Columbia is one of three Missouri hospitals that will join the Best Fed Beginnings program for a 22-month period. It's designed to increase breastfeeding rates nationwide. The National Initiative for Children's Healthcare Quality selected 90 hospitals from 29 states to participate in the program. Spokesperson Jonathan Small says the goal is to help hospitals better support a new mother's choice to breastfeed.
We were also interested in having this project address some of the inequities in terms of the breastfeeding rates in certain states being lower than others, as well as across socioeconomic lines.
The two other hospitals that were selected in Missouri are Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis and Truman Medical Center in Kansas City. Several Missouri House Republicans have been given top committee leadership posts, even before this year's elections. Rick Stream of Kirkwood will become the House Budget Committee's chairman, and Jeannie Riddle of Mokane will lead the Rules Committee. House member Tom Flanagan was chosen to be the number two ranking Republican on the Budget Committee and the chairman of the Fiscal Review Committee. All three lawmakers face a primary or general election contest later this year. The committee leadership choices were announced by Republican Tim Jones, who's in line to become the next House Speaker if the GOP keeps its majority in the House. About two-thirds of Missouri's uninsured will get coverage under the federal health care law. That's according to a new report released today by the Missouri Foundation for Health. The director of health policy for the foundation, Ryan Barker, says even with the increased access to health insurance afforded by the law's health insurance exchanges and Medicaid expansion, about 255,000 Missourians will remain uninsured. Barker says some of those uninsured will be people who choose to pay a penalty rather than buy insurance.
Some of those uninsured will be legal immigrants who are not eligible for Medicaid for 5 years and are not eligible for subsidies in the exchange. And some of those remaining uninsured will be undocumented workers that live in Missouri.
Barker says how many people are actually left without insurance will depend in part on whether or not Missouri goes forward with Medicaid expansion. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.